Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
And of course, we're joking around before we get started. So
Always,
we're in
always,
the giggles.
always. Yes, and we have our moderator,
Moderator,
Michael. What do we call it?
spectacular. We need a
Our,
really good title for Tiffany.
we do. Our Vice President of
Moderator
Communication.
extraordinaire. Oh, what did
There we
you
go.
say?
Operation of Extraordinaire. Okay, I like that. I was saying Vice President of Communications.
Oh, yeah, very much so. So, yes, we have Tiffany watching all of the chats. So get in there and ask your questions. Gosh, it feels like it's been forever since we got to do it this way. But
It does.
we're back
And
in
be sure,
action.
yeah, let us know where you're from because that lights up your part in the grid.
Oh no, soggy Florida. How are you guys doing in Florida? Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, I
Texas.
heard. Yeah, they had the hurricane, and then they had apparently Kaya. When I talked to him earlier, it was like really bad storms, and it wasn't part of the hurricane. It was just the storm that was after
Oh,
the hurricane.
wow. Yeah. I don't know if you can, like, some of the pictures that I was seeing, and of course, they came in random places. So it's like, they looked a little photoshopped, and it's like, okay, I don't think this is actually happening. And that's what's really getting bad about the internet, the photoshopping. You can Photoshop and AI things so that they look real. And now I just don't know what to trust and what not to trust when something pops up. I'm like, I don't know if I could even trust that. So, unless I hear it from somebody that's living there, how it's going, I don't trust what I see online so much, So, anyways, we do have, we got UK, we got Texas, we got Canada, Scotland, New York, Central Florida. I missed some up here because I know we had Newark or something like that in there, Australia. And hellos to Tiffany. That's very sweet. She needs a lot of attention today. You guys really get in there and say hello to Tiffany because we haven't had her on for a few weeks. So we need to welcome her back with open arms and lots of cheering. And okay, we got Ohio, we've got Wales, we've got another Australia. So we've got a lot of people from all around the world, and they'll keep coming in and keep telling us where you're from. If you guys want to ask us questions, write Tiffany in capital letters, and that'll draw her attention to your post so she knows it's a question.
You put hearts around it, it'll make it even more attractive.
Yeah, I like that. We're getting creative. The more creative you get, the more chances you have that she's going to catch your question. So if you are in the chat and you don't feel like your question's being seen, it may be that you need to open up whatever place you're watching it, because we got it streaming live in a couple different places. If you're on Facebook, please open it up so that you can chat in the main chat, not underneath the post. For some reason, it seems to make a difference. So,
Good.
Jeffrey, anything? We love you guys. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So Julia and I got to go travel. We got to have some fun. We got to see Judy Koku. A lot of you guys are followers of us, so you know Judy because both Julia and I work with her in different things. And so Judy is out from Australia, and we got to go hang out with her. And so,
Yeah,
yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
a lot of fun. Yes, and we played with energies in the house, and we had a lot of fun.
Things, all kinds of things.
Still not clear if it was haunted or just had a lot of frequencies, but we did. I think we did figure out we were feeling a vortex of energy. Oh, I do want to share because I think this stuff is fun. There was a lot going on in the house, like we were hearing noises, right? And so we went under to find it, ask the questions like we do.
Well,
Why?
let's talk about the noises were the first morning. It was the first
Yeah.
morning we were there, and there's like
I
three
thought
levels to this
Julia
place.
was rearranging her room.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah, I was moving furniture all over the place, and I didn't do anything,
No, and she comes down, she's like, I got the morning off because Yeah, she normally would do the show with Kaya, and she's like, I don't have to do it. And we're like, then why were you moving all the furniture around? She's like, I wasn't moving furniture around. So, yeah, so it had us a little bewildered. And there was a couple of other little things that were happening that were like, what is that? So we asked, and we were told that we were hearing other timelines. Like there was two other timelines that were
Echoes of
echoes
other
of the timelines. Yeah.
timelines. So in another timeline, I did do the show and I was moving furniture around to get ready for the show.
So cool. Anyways, it's always fun to get together with your like-minded friends because things will happen. That was a lot of fun. All right, so should
Another thing, do we want to
we...
talk about the lights out of the mountain?
Oh yeah. So this mountain already like sucked me in, and I was like, it just doesn't even look real. It looks like a hologram or something. There's just something about it that just. And we got to sit out on this big, beautiful deck and just look straight at this mountain. And it was kind of like a horseshoe shape, you know, it kind of, or I called it the sleeping dragon. It looked like it
Oh,
was
yeah.
like it was laying there all curled up. And
Tracy always sees things that I don't see.
oh my gosh, I was seeing faces like crazy and everything. And I was like, do you guys see the bear? There's a grizzly bear on the side of the mountain. They're like,
Never
nope,
saw the
can't
bear.
see it.
No.
I can't not see it, and they can't see it. So, very interesting. But I'll let
The
you tell them
dragon you
about
see.
the lights coming out of the mountain. Tell them about that.
So we were. It had been raining, hadn't it? Anyway, but because there were
Yeah.
clouds out there, maybe it was coming in, maybe the rain was coming in, but we went out to go. It was overcast a little bit, but we went out and we could see the mountain and we wanted to go look at the stars and hopefully see some things
Activity.
that maybe are different. And we're open to that. And so go out there and we're looking at the Big Dipper and the different constellations. And then it was like these clouds kind of moved in where they were covering those, but the mountain was still visible. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing these lights coming out of this mountain, and it would come out and it would kind of do like that and then disappear. And then it was like, well, that's weird. And then we're like, okay, we're all seeing this. We're all seeing this. And then end up, we started counting them. This just kept, and it was like we're trying to explain it away. Maybe it's a plane. Maybe it's a military base. Maybe it's a this. And then all of a sudden, three come out at once.
But this is what happened
Oh.
first. And I think it might have been Monica that said it. She goes, I wish there was a way we would know if those were planes or ships. And then all of a sudden, three of them come
Right.
out.
It was like,
And they did this formation all together. And then they went, whoop. We're like,
Yeah, we're like, yeah, no, that's not planes.
not planes. And that's not normal. And then after that, it was like they were shooting out of the mountain like little
There was
rockets.
over 20. We were counting. I mean, at the point we started counting, it was over 20. Just,
Yeah, it was a light show that night.
it was really wild. It was almost like, when you go out and you watch fireworks, and it's
Right. Yeah, like
that's what
little,
it
what
felt
do
like.
they?
It's like, and then it was like when it's, and then it was done. Like, oh, the show's
Time
over.
for belly. Bye for bed. But yeah, that was, or, and I think you even said that, Julia. We should probably go to bed now so they can come get us.
Well, the other thing was this, and this is something, and I don't know if we didn't address when we asked about it, we didn't ask about that cloud, but that cloud is what got my attention because it
Yeah, because
moves
it
in. There's
just
this creepy,
sat
because there were other clouds that were moving before it all. It was like, okay, the clouds are moving in, but this cloud just came in and it just sat there. It never moved, nothing. And it almost had the shape of a ship. I mean, really, it was that
Yeah,
close.
like a nice big mothership or something,
And
right?
then when all the lights, it seemed like they were like right underneath it. So they were disappearing up behind the cloud. So you really couldn't see where they were going off to.
Yeah.
But when it was all done, the cloud started receding and it just went away.
Yep.
It was
Magic
really
is
cool.
real.
Yes.
And we got to see it. So yeah, that was incredible. Very cool time. I had a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Okay, I'm gonna read off some more of these places here. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out where I got left off. Okay, North Texas. We've got Washington, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona, Australia, Sarasota. We've got South Ontario, Canada, Scotland, New York, Central Florida. Hey, is another, no, that's not a place. That's a hello. And then Australia again. You guys are really representing over there. Let's see. Crystal River didn't, parts of Crystal River didn't do so hot. Don't know what that means. Crystal River.
Oh, in the that's part of the technique. I mean, it's something we can give them.
Okay.
It's in the
Boston, Rhode Island, Daytona, Ohio. We've got Wales. We've got another Australia, Wisconsin again. Lots and lots. UK, Georgia, Sydney. Wow. Or hey, in Oregon. Hello, Lori. I always get excited when I see Oregon. We got some more Tiffany's in here. Lots of hearts for Tiffany. Woo!
Yay.
Pennsylvania, Alberta, we got England, Illinois.
This is fantastic. The main thing is you guys are seeing
It's
what you're
everywhere.
doing. You're seeing you're from everywhere, and the look at the grid you're creating.
Okay. Jade, I hope I don't know what your question is because I haven't read it, but we've got hearts, we've got capital letters, we've got question. Shoo! You did it
Good.
all. You got
All
it all.
right.
Yeah. That's fun. Oh, we got Iran in here. We've got okay, now see I'm gonna get sucked in.
Yep,
Arlington,
you're.
we've got Ireland, we've got everywhere.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, this is so cool. All right. So are we ready for questions or did you have something to share today?
No, I think we should. The house, I mean, that's. Okay, let's take that off in another direction a little bit. I mean, like we were learning what else is there. I mean, that was a cool thing. Echoes
Yeah.
from other dimensions,
Yeah.
other timelines that we were in. So in other timelines, we were at that house, but doing different things. And so that's what we were
Right.
hearing.
So the experience I had with that was the lamp. Should I tell the lamp story?
Yeah.
So in one timeline, I turned a lamp on the dresser, and then I went to bed apparently in a different timeline because I didn't see that lamp on. But then I woke up, looked over, and went, "Oh, I need to shut the lamp off." Got out of bed, shut the lamp, closed the blinds because I was trying to make the room brighter. It was a log cabin, which Monica informed us, it's hard to make it too bright because the logs absorb the light. And I was like, no kidding, it absorbs the light, So I remember in the one timeline, and here's the thing, we're going to remember all the timelines as if they all actually happened. So
Yeah.
then it's like, well, which way was it? So in one timeline, I opened blinds and turned on lights, and then I went to bed in a different one because there was none of that to shut off. And then I woke up and the lights were on and I needed to get up and shut them off and close the blinds. So I was telling, man, that was weird. And then I woke up the next morning going, did I get out of bed or didn't I get out of bed? That it was that confusing. Like, did I do that? And I looked around and the blinds were closed and the lights were off. So I was like, okay, pretty sure I did that. And I could remember turning them on, but I could also remember not turning them on. And so I was really experiencing it in that moment. But
Yeah.
then that was my biggest moment.
Right. And see, that's like you're saying, this is what they've been telling us. We're going to, I mean, they told me for quite a few years we are going to get to where we see eight. Well, they
That's
said
a
eight
lot.
lives, but it could be these realities. But there's like, but
Right.
we're seeing different dimensions, and lives are other dimensions. So
Yeah.
this is timelines within the same life. But see, it's
Yeah.
all part of the same. But and that's what you see what has to kind of has to happen gradually because that can be confusing. And I love it, what you're saying there because like you're saying, did this really happen? I mean, Tiffany does this. We'll relay stories, and then Jenny at the office also does this. She says, she'll say something. She goes, but it might have been a fake memory. And I bet you that's what we're tapping in. It was like, I don't know if I really did that. I think it's a fake memory. It's
Yeah,
the
or
timeline.
you're on the timeline where you did that. Yeah. And so yeah, I mean when with the information that came in for me, I don't know when I was doing the channeling, we were going to experience three, one below, one above, and we're going to bounce between them, the three of them. That would be an easier start than eight.
Oh
So
yeah,
maybe
well, no, we were going to work
that's a
up to
good.
eight, and but that's what's like
Yeah,
where we're
but
starting to
can you
see these things.
imagine?
At that time, I was thinking, okay, when we do a session, and we're seeing another life. That's kind of, we're in two because we're aware of that one and you're aware of this one. So that was like, okay, this is an introduction of how to be in two different dimensions at the same time or see two different dimensions. And then here's another one. So it's like, it's showing us how, you know, we don't know. We keep putting definitions. Oh, this is how it's going to happen. We have no idea how it's going to happen. They're just like, it's going to happen gradually so we can get used to it.
Us wanting to label it or put it in a box or do something with it. And we got to all stop doing that because it's time to just, oh, this is happening, you know. And,
exactly.
You know, we're experiencing all of that. So it's very cool. It's very exciting times.
So now we're probably ready for questions. Yeah.
All right, Tiffany.
It's my time to shine.
It is.
We have a couple of timeline questions.
Good.
So Peggy is asking, could the different timelines have anything to do with deja vu?
I think they could, but what I have heard deja vu is before, you know, like one of the things we do at night, it's one of the things is we're doing kind of like dress rehearsals, trying to, you know, we're looking at the different possible paths we can take. And so we're trying out different ones. It's like, okay, which one do I want to do? You're trying to just do, like I said, dress rehearsals to see which one fits best and as to what we're wanting to accomplish. And so then when we actually get into where we're now doing it, see, then that's where you might feel a familiarity because you did it before in a dress rehearsal. So that's the one that I've heard that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah. We could go back to the show that we were talking about, the resets too, like doing a reset might bring on a deja vu.
Right.
Wait, haven't we done this already?
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, I think when that happens, because we don't know. I mean, here's another thing. We don't know. We're just speculating here that, you know, these things are happening. And so probably the objective is, it starts, we're resetting, it reframes, it does all this stuff. And maybe we're not really supposed to remember. It's like it's starting over essentially, right? But way things are, like especially with you know, encounters, that was something Mom was finding, was we aren't supposed to remember those when we have our encounters, when we have, you know, visitations. But because of the some of the chemicals and the pollutants, things like that, that are in the air and in our system, it makes it so that some of these things bleed through. It could be something like that. You know, so some of the memories do come in. They don't completely go away.
So
actually, they're just saying, they can't go away. There's a record of everything. What do you think you tap into when you do a session?
That makes so much sense, right? True. All right. Okay, Tiffany. It's your time to shine again.
Oh, sorry. I'm late to the party. This is from Tammy. How do you differentiate which timeline you are currently, quote unquote, really in?
I don't think you do. Yeah, like I didn't know which one I was.
No.
I mean, they're going to be similar, I think. You know, they're not going to flex a lot, but you might be talking to a friend and they'll be telling you about a memory. And, you know, oh, when we were doing this thing last week, and you'll be like, why don't I remember doing that thing last week? It might be like that. But otherwise, the timelines are really similar. Yeah, that's why it's just, well, right in there with the main one you're on.
What was that movie when she said that movie that Sandra Bullock, and she was moving around timelines and she started creating herself notes, and she put them under the mat on the table so she could know which timeline she was in so that she, you know, this is what's happening in this one. This is what's happening in this one. Do you remember, do you know that movie? It's really good movie.
It sounds like one. I probably have watched it because I'm so drawn to those movies.
Yeah.
But I always think of the sliding doors or butterfly effect, those ones.
Right.
So if you think of that name or someone else knows the name of
that. Yeah, it's a Sandra Bullock and it's different timelines. But she's,
And
she keeps moving it back and forth, and it can be confusing, obviously. And she's very confused at first, and that's why then she started making timelines in each one. She started making notes, and then she put them on the table so they were out of sight from anybody. Only she knew where they were there, and then she could look. Okay, I'm in this one. You know.
Okay, you guys, that's going to be our hint for the future. We might have to start making some notes.
I mean, we do that. We leave ourselves clues all the time. So that might be it. When we start becoming more aware of it, it might be that we do things. Otherwise, like Tracy said, they're so close. We see, this is also new right now. Probably as it becomes more where we're realizing. Right now, we don't even know what we're doing. We're just starting to become maybe a little bit aware that this is happening. As we are more aware and we know this is happening, we will probably leave ourselves clues and all kinds of things.
And bigger jumps or bigger, like, okay, I'm going to go a couple timelines off and see what's happening. Because then you're going to get some bigger differences. You're going to, we're assuming.
That's good. That's good.
In
I like
theory.
Exactly.
I like how you were clarifying that, because it's so true. There's no way for us to really all know for sure. But in theory, you know, that makes sense.
I mean, until we're actually in it and doing it, it's all speculation.
I mean, like right now, my clue was the lights on, the lights off.
Right.
Like I would not have went to bed with a light on. And, you know, I remember turning the lamp next to me off, but not the one across or on the dresser. But I would have seen the one on the dresser on. So what was that?
Maybe. I mean, those rooms are dark. And so those lights are like more like one of the little lights. Yeah, night lights. They're more like night lights because those rooms were dark.
The rooms were dark, yeah.
So it could have been, I don't know. but see, that's the conscious mind coming in. Okay, there's got to be an explanation.
And it's kind of funny because that's where it leaves you, because it's so subtle that it's like, well, I could make 100 excuses as to what happened to that.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the one that I bounce timelines. That sounds way more exciting, and it's my reality.
Exactly. Which do you want it to be?
Which one do I want it to be? I want it to be the fun one where I was witnessing two different dimensions or realities. That's cool. All right. Are we ready to let Tiffany shine again?
I think so.
All right.
So the audience says the movie is Premonition.
Oh.
It might be. That's not jumping.
There was a resounding, everyone said Premonition. So I'm going to go with their answer.
I agree. Let's just go with that.
Wait, I'm going to write that down because I think I want to try and find it. Does anybody know what it's streaming on?
It's a older movie. It might be on Netflix.
Yeah. And that's
Or Amazon.
Sandra Bullock.
It's Sandra Bullock, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got my notes. We can go now.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it again.
Still kind of on the timeline stuff. Someone was asking, could it be similar to the Matrix movie type glitch? She's saying, I have seen that myself where my cat jumped down from the counter and then she did it again.
Oh, yeah. I had that happen a couple weeks ago. Remember, I was saying I was driving and I blinked and the car that was up further was now back here. And then it's like, whoa, what just happened? Yeah. I don't know. I think that might be glitches.
It could be. It's like I kept trying to figure out what happened. Like Tiffany, whenever I don't remember how old she was. Maybe 10. Do you remember Tiff? She was not feeling well one night. And I mean, she came into my room and she's like, "Mom, I don't feel good." And I, and so that's all. And I remember that. And then all of a sudden, and I'm asleep. And then she comes in the room and she's, "Mom, I don't feel good." And I'm like, wait a minute. What? Were you just in here? Mom, stop. I don't feel good." It's like, and I'm trying to figure out why this scene just repeated itself. And I'm
not laughing that you were sick, Tiffany, just the experience your mom was having.
Right. And it was just like, oh my, and it would make sense. It was a repeat. It was like I never thought, I don't think glitch was around at that time. The word glitch was even around. It was, It was like I just kept saying, it's like it replayed, you know,
Such
just
a good
something happened.
question, though, because
It was like,
it's making us think about it. I mean, it could be that it is another timeline and it was just a few seconds behind the other one. And the same thing was playing out. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
We could get Julia to sing that.
It's possible.
Love it. Okay. Shine, girl. Make a shine.
Okay. Well, now we're moving on to something different.
Okay.
Oh.
This is from Jade Likes Cats. I've heard this recent full moon was the culmination of the last 6 months of work. Also, rest and healing, especially with all the retrogrades. Would love to hear their take on it all.
All of it.
All of it. Well, you know
Yeah.
more about, I mean, I didn't even know that there were all these planets in retrograde. I just
Oh,
knew about
yeah. There's like
Mercury and
six or seven or something like that. There's a lot, but it kind
then we
of
had the full
sounds good, I
moon thrown in
think.
there too. And so, I mean, that just happened, right? The full moon.
Yeah.
Because it was
Yeah, that
getting
was.
full when we were on our trip. Is
Yep.
it full now? It might be full
It was
now.
full on. I think it was full yesterday.
Okay.
But so the stuff that I've listened to, same thing. It's the last six. I mean, it's been probably even more than that, but definitely everything's just kind of designed to unearth our stuff. And if the deeper it is, the more intense it is, that's the stuff it's going for. Like, I think it's been gradually over the months, been kind of pulling stuff up for us. And now it's like getting in there and going, okay, now let's get that deep, dark, delicious stuff that you've been holding on to.
Yummy.
Yeah, good stuff. But what I have seen, I listened to one this morning and she was saying that in the new moon, I hope I'm getting this, it was around the second, no, third week of September, I think. It's all shifting. And you're going to start feeling like everything you've been working for is finally falling into place. And some of the stuff, if it
So
doesn't fall into
okay, you
place,
glitched out there. Sorry, you glitched
did
out.
I?
Everything you've been working for, what?
You're on the show. Everything you've been working for in the next couple of weeks is going to start to fall into place. And if it doesn't fall into place, if you've been working at something or really wanting something to work out and it doesn't work out, it's because there's something better coming.
Oh, I
So
love it.
it was an awesome read or astrology thing this morning where I'm like, oh, and that's only a couple of weeks away. So that's I think that was the new moon she was speaking about. But she was bringing in the retrogrades and all the different things, and she was saying, okay, so now. And she had the whole chart up and was, I never understand what they're saying. It's like, dumb it down for me. Just tell me what that means.
Dumb
And
it way
she's
down for
trining
me.
that and piggybacking this thing and all the squaring and all the things. But basically, all your hard work will pay off. And if it falls away, get excited because it means something better is coming in its place because you're
I
not going
love
to have
that.
nothing happen. It's either going to be what you were wanting or even something better.
So you know what I feel everyone needs to take from that? Just let go and allow. Just let it come in.
You guys were talking about that, and I forget if we were standing in line at a restaurant or something, but you were talking about, well, you don't give the waiter or waitress your order and then follow them to the kitchen and tell them how to cook it and tell them how to
Exactly.
prepare it and make sure they walk it out and deliver it. You give them your order and then you let it go and
You
trust it's going.
trust that it's going, that they're doing their job. They know what they're doing and they're doing it. You don't go in there and micromanage and make sure they're doing every little step.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We put the order in and we expect it to come out
That's right.
as we ordered
So
it or
put in
better or,
your order. Put in your order and anything that's showing up emotionally, just be as present with it as you can. Clear that out. Let it move through. Let go of, here's what I would say. Look at where you're attached to the outcome and where you have expectations on it or someone or a job or whatever is at play. Your spiritual work, whatever it is, let go of your attachment and your expectation. That's what we tell people with the sessions too. Let go of your attachment exactly. and expectation, you're going to have a really great experience.
Yes. If you would just allow and trust, and it all comes in just as it is meant to be.
Exactly. All right. Mm-hmm. It's time to shine, Tiffy. I like this new way of acknowledging her.
No more Thank doorbell. No.
This is better. It makes me feel proud and whimsical.
Whimsical, yeah.
Whimsical. I like that.
This is from Kim. They ask, do you have spirit guides that help you communicate?
That help you communicate.
Yeah.
Do we need to make guesses on? I mean,
are they asking if we do or if they do?
Dealer's choice.
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have guides that help us, and we have guides that help us. We say to help us communicate. And that would be yes also, because sometimes that's what we're tapping in, you know, is what we do. And so sometimes you see us kind of do whatever. It looked, I mean, in the beginning, I think it was kind of hearing, but now it's like, it's just a knowing. I'm waiting for something. It's like something is scanning and something is and whatever. So it's like, there is communication there, and it's like, you know, go here with it or something. So
the way that it's been told to me over the last couple of years is that we all have a council that helped us plan this life. Mm-hmm. And we are part of this council. And the reason we're the one in the human form was because we were the most likely to find our way to this awakening. And so we were chosen to come into the body because we were most likely to succeed.
Pat yourself on the back.
So, and it's so fun when someone goes to meet their council, they're like in awe. And yet,
they're in awe of you.
That they're in awe of you. It always comes back that way. No, mm-hmm. no, they're the ones in awe of you because you did it. And they're so excited that you made it. Like, I could literally feel it. Gosh, that was just not even 2 weeks ago when I had a session and she came into her starseed group. And they were so excited to see her that I'm crying. I could feel it. Because we found our way back, and now they have that open door to communicate and make it easier. And so, yeah, you have a group and you are being guided, and you are a big part of that guidance system. We're the ones that planned the things that are happening to us. So we have to go, why did I plan that? Or what was I hoping to get from this experience? But yeah, we're a big, huge part of that, and they help us orchestrate it.
Yes.
Is that good enough, or should we keep talking?
Love it.
That was perfect.
Oh, good. So we kind of covered it all. Thank you, Shining Bright Light.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
You know what this seems like? Because, do you remember It's a Wonderful Life? Uh-huh. And at the beginning, the stars are talking up there. That's what this almost seems like. Beep, beep, beep. She's talking.
What you guys don't see is when Tiffany comes on, her little box for us lights up and she starts speaking. It's like a little star. Our little star is talking.
Our little star.
All right. Shine bright again, honey. Make it happen.
I would love to. This is from Michelle. How do I contact my higher self? I had interaction once, but don't know how to call it in for myself.
The best way, you had interaction once, so you know what, remember what it feels like. But that's what I feel like is the greatest thing that happens with a QHHT session, is because that is an integral part of the session, is you will be, there will be contact with your higher self. And so then that way, and if you're aware during that, which most of us are now, we didn't used to be, but most of us are now. And the purpose of that is so that we remember what that felt like and how it was done, but mainly what it felt like. And so then you can do that. You can duplicate it in the conscious state, because all it is just a matter of remembering. It's a muscle. This has to be worked. It's always there. So it's not like you have to do any great theatrics or any escapades or any great, you know,
And I will say this, nothing takes over your body.
Right.
It's
right.
not like, It's not like you feel something come in and swoop in.
Yeah, as some people do, but you know, I wouldn't be banking on that for it's not everybody does.
Right.
Like I do a relay. I hear it and I repeat. You know, I'm hearing info, or like kind of like what I do in conscious things. See, that's why I probably do it that way. And now it's not so much hearing, I just know things. And so
I know for me, what I do is I don't want to get the answer from here. I want to get it from up there. So I focus my attention to go up and get the answer. And that, like, just imagine shooting, you ask the question and take that energy up it, out of the crown chakra, get the answer, bring it back. That's one
lots
of the
ways different ways. Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their own way of doing it. So, but those are a couple. Yeah. So good luck and have a nice conversation with that higher self. It wants to talk to you all the time.
Yeah. If you'll just ask, just ask questions and that will be them that's talking to you. That's your higher self. So
I always say they use the voice in your head.
Right. Yeah. So if, you know, that's all you have to do. You may be having an expectation of it's supposed to be something different. And that's why you're thinking you're not making contact. But when you are. We are in communication with that part of ourselves all the time. It's just we don't realize it, or we have expectations of what it's supposed to look like, and then
or we get in our ways and go, is it just because I want that to be true or whatever? And so sometimes we just, but you know what? You're going to have your experiences with that, and then you're going to go, oh, I should have listened to that voice in my head. Or you're going to say, oh, I'm glad I listened to the voice in my head. And either way, you get to learn how to listen to the voice in your head. So you can't do it wrong.
Exactly. But that's building your trust factor. Like mine, I did all these things. Is this me? Is this them? Is this you? Whatever. And they did this whole thing with me just so I could get to the point of learning to trust what I was getting. So ultimately, it's just about, you know, that opened me and allowed me to even let it in. Because sometimes we're like, it's not me, it's not me, you know, it's not them, it's just me. And I think when you do that, we block it. But if like me, I play the game, okay, when it's them, when it's you guys, it'll be one place, when it's me, it'll be another place. But see, that allowed me to allow it. And so then it's allowing it to come in. And then I would start getting confirmations of things that I heard people would say to me, or I'd see on a billboard, or I'd hear on the radio, whatever. I would get confirmations. And so that was telling me that what I was hearing was true and accurate. That's developing a trust. See, all these are steps in the process. So you're at that place of, you know, just allow it to come in. So just ask questions. They are always there and they will answer you. So it's however you want to do it.
Exactly.
But a session's really cool because you get your, there's no question. It's just right there.
The session is really cool because you also you have that practitioner that's watching, and they know what to listen for and how the voice changes and all the things. So it's very helpful. Yeah.
Right.
Agreed. All right. Do you want to summons the bright light?
That's my way.
It worked.
This is from S. Scorpio. And they're asking, have you found out what OCD means spiritually? If I could speak, sorry.
OCD spiritual. I don't think it's been addressed specifically, but let's just feel it out. Let's just see what it might be. You know, this is what I want all of you to do. Anytime it's like, rather than giving all your power to somebody else to tell you what something is, feel into it energetically. What might it be? And the first thing that came to my mind is OCD is extremely detail oriented, you know, it's paying attention to a lot of details. So it could be, it's probably something along the detail line.
I kind of got the same thing. It was like in my mind, the OCD things, I want things a certain way. I want things to be in a certain spot.
Right.
You want to see me in OCD? Let one of my kids put the dishes away. It's like, where's the thing? So OCD spiritually, you know, there's I'm just going to spitball this, and that's what we're all going to do. We're just going to have some fun with it. These are all probabilities. You came from a place where there was an all-knowingness, and so, or you knew where things were. It was very organized. It was very a certain way, and maybe that carried through, or something of that nature carried through. I know that we have a lot of reasons why people do that, like psychologically, why that comes in for us, because we want to control our environments.
Right.
But it could be that you came from a very controlled environment from another place.
It could be. And this free will here is just driving you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I gotta have something structured. So I'm going to do this. This will be my structure.
Somebody say yesterday, can't we just take their free will away? It's driving me nuts. So that's so perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and other planets we've lived on, other dimensions where there wasn't free will. I mean, this is one of the few places with free will. So that's why we came here, is we wanted to experience that. We probably did come from places.
Yeah.
That we didn't have that. And it might be a little freer than we were expecting. And that makes sense. You know, it's like, okay, so I got to have structure. I gotta have some control here. I mean, OCD is definitely a control
thing. Right. Yeah. All right.
Throw out your ideas. What do you guys think it is? You know, just like you're saying, we're spitballing. Just any other hits, you know, whatever you get.
Okay. Yeah.
We can go on to something else.
Tiffy's.
Yeah, someone else agreed with letting go of control kind of situation. Okay. Same thing.
Could be the lesson you chose, and so you needed to want severe control over something so that you could learn how to let go of control.
Could be.
That would be a really good spiritual.
See, that's where sessions are really, really good, because they will tell your higher self will tell you what it's all about.
Yeah.
Perfect questions for a session.
Really would. Yeah. I like that.
Well, you touched briefly on, I think, past lives. So we had a question about, from Crystal, have we all lived past lives?
Yeah, my inclination is to say yes. I know Mom said that, you know, like the souls that are volunteering, they come from other dimensions, or they're coming directly from the source. But everything in me and what I've gotten is that, yes, we've all had so many lives out there. This may be the first life on this planet to some people, but we've had many, many lives.
Now, I remember your mom talked about the imprints for the ones that haven't been here before. They were imprinted with lifetimes. So, so even if you went into a regression and had an experience with a past life, there's a lot that could be there. It could be an imprint so that you would know how to interact in this lifetime.
Yeah, you knew what to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're coming in.
Right? I got to take a test. I'm going to study for it. It's kind of the same thing.
Right.
So, but yeah, we're all these beautiful old souls from all kinds of different star nations. And we've been on many, many incarnations and many forms. We've been, as your mom said, we've been it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and like what you were saying a while ago, that they said, you know, the councils, and so you are the member on the council that the rest of the council voted, you would be the most likely. So that means you have experience. That means something that they wouldn't send somebody with no experience, no backing to come to this planet.
They want you to be successful. So they got to pick one that's done this before.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, yeah, we've all had lives. Now, they may not all be here. They've been everywhere.
But we have to remember, too, that there's a lot of planetary systems with planets like Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they all have had an ascension. Everything is always going through an ascension, right? We're always leveling up. Even when we get to 5D Earth,
we'll settle in there for a while, and then it'll move on, because that's what we do. Earth is a being.
Yeah.
So Earth, she's going to do it too.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when we think of Earth like a being instead of this thing that we're just living on. It's so true.
Yeah.
So alive. All right, should we sing Shine Bright Like a Diamond?
Starlight, star bright, first
Oh.
star I see tonight. I used to do every, Tiffany was little. I'm gonna tell stories on Tiffany tonight. That's what we're doing.
Just
and she was little. I mean, just, I'm trying to remember when we moved into that house. She was 6 months old. So probably maybe, you know, between 6 months and a year or so. And I would just carry her and I just walked down the street. It was just a way of, you know, relaxing her and stuff like that. Relaxing me probably too. And I would just, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Wish I might have the wish I wish. Tonight. Anyway, I was just always doing that. So it's funny that she's the star tonight.
She is the star tonight. I want to wish upon a star. I wish Tiffany would read us another question.
I got to tell another one before we do it first. Tiffany, do you remember in high school? Because I saw this on TV last night. It was like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Do you remember that thing you used to do, some play you ran or something? And mm-hmm. and she did. It was something that had been on Saturday Night Live, and then she just kept duplicating. It was so funny.
Yes.
She remembers.
Stop the laugh.
Superstar.
Yeah, I'm sure what it was.
Superstar.
Oh, Superstar.
Oh yeah. There's emotion that goes with that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And yeah, that's my little superstar.
I love Superstar. Yeah. Okay, our little superstar. What's
yeah.
the
now
next
you
question?
Now you can ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the question is, isn't everything that happens can only happen because of an energetic attraction to receive it? That is with everything, food, weather, health, relationships, experiences, all. It's kind of a question, kind of not a question. I guess it's more of a, hey, is that maybe a true statement?
That's a good question.
You need to be the energetic match to the things that are coming into your reality. Right. I would say, yeah, I'm going to hit the green button and say, yes, that's a true statement.
If it's in your life, it's an energetic match to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well played.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Including food. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, and be careful not to complicate, because that question, the way it was worded there was kind of twisting it. So that's why it took us both a second. But if you can pull it back to a simple state, whatever is in your life
whatever you said.
Is an energetic match to you, period. Yeah. Boom. Yes. That makes it easier to grab it.
Yeah, I like that. Lasso it. Wrap it around. Very good. All right.
Very good question.
Shine bright. Mm-hmm. Do you have any wishes in the chat?
No wishes, unfortunately. Wow. Someone else mentioned that. Someone else mentioned that they start their nightly chat with the stars with Starlight, Star Bright.
Oh,
that is you so sweet. All your chats with the stars. I love it. Mm. I love it. Thank you for that reminder.
I feel like they like it because they got a lot of chills with that.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful.
They say thank you. I love it. Okay, yeah. What else? What else we got?
This is from Carol. If we were all sent here because we were the most likely to succeed, does that go for every single person and being on this planet?
I know some feel like, oh my gosh, surely not.
I want to make a point.
Tracy, let's see your answer on that one.
I prepared for this one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. I want you to think about it. You come into this planet and you are on this trajectory to remember who you are. Mm-hmm. And then we get to this place where we're like, why can't these people over here wake up? Well, if they wake up, then who's going to help you get to your next level? You need some people that are playing a role in your life to push you, to trigger you, to do those things.
True.
that you can reach your enlightenment, and they are playing a role for you. And Dolores says that we're playing roles for each other.
Yeah, so, who's to say they're not so far ahead of you on that wake scale?
Yeah, so we don't know at the end of the day, they might be like, okay, cool, I'm done playing that role. And then they're going to be like this master level Yoda or something.
Right, yeah.
So we don't know, and we cannot judge or assume that somebody else is not on their path or awakened just because the role they're playing in our lives to push us in the direction. So that's what I have to say about that.
Beautifully said. I mean, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I felt that over here. Thank you.
I love it. All right. I think we probably have time for one more.
Probably one more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we tell Tiffany we want one more? She's looking.
This one I think is more, and you can probably speak to it a little bit, but this was on the last topic, but they were saying, do they mean keep it simple but be specific?
Oh, where I was saying be careful not to sit, not, you know, there's sometimes when we're in this metaphysical thing, we use all these really existential words and all this elaborate stuff, and it kind of twists the energy. And what the universe is simple is what they're always saying. The universe is simple. So just keep it simple. Simplify the words to say exactly what you mean rather than flowering up or whatever it feels like. You know, some, I think that's some of this. Sometimes we feel the need to do that to make it sound more elaborate maybe or something. I don't know. I wasn't criticizing you. I was just like, be careful. Because it felt like it was on the verge of doing, it was like it was, I could feel it doing this business. And so, but if we can just keep it simple and just stay with what you mean, it's easier to hold on to the energy of what you are actually meaning. Does that make sense?
That was, I think you kind of twisted it in a knot, but
I have a tendency to do that. And that's why, see, that's a thing for me.
If we want to just put this on the global scale of simplicity, what's the most important thing? Come from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
What is your agenda? What is it? What is your agenda with things? But yeah, where is your heart's desire? That's what you're going to attract into your life. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So,
but the statement we're making, whatever is in an energetic match to you is what is in your life.
Yeah. And if you want it to be better or different or change it, look right here. What's mm-hmm. going on?
Right.
What's your agenda? So what's your intention? That's a better word. What's
intention.
Your
intention? I love intention.
When you are responding to someone, what's your intention? And sometimes we don't even know what that intention is until we really sit with it and go, oh, yeah I was trying to poke the bear. I was doing this or that. Or, you know, what's the outcome you desire? Now go from that space to create
right.
that. We did get our warning. They told us they're kicking us off in a minute. So, Julia, how do people look up QHHT, become a practitioner, find a practitioner?
All of the above. Go to QHHTofficial.com. You'll get all the information on our courses. My mother, Dolores Cannon, created this technique, this beautiful, beautiful technique, so you can really understand who you really are and help other people to know that too and get all your answers to all your questions. Make that connection to that higher self. It's so gorgeous. Anyway, that's what it is. QHHTofficial.com. You get all the information for that. If you want to have a session, go to the Find a Practitioner part on that site. And then we also have, okay, so there's the technique. There's the session. And then we also have our retreats coming up. Ibiza, yeah. Spain is coming up in October 4th to the 9th. And we're about to announce, we'll have it on the site very soon, we will be in Thailand toward the end of January. So we are making our way to various parts of the world and so excited, and they'll be there. So if you ever want to get with like-minded people, these are wonderful ways to do it. Tracy, how can people find you?
I want to breathe for you. You can find me at tracymayhem.com or at qhhtofficial.com and under Find a Practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You can breathe now. Whew. All right, you guys, until next week.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you, Tiff.
Oh, look at us do that at the same time. Thank you, little sparkle.
Yeah.